Mr. Sam?
How tough was it out there, Sam?
You know, obviously, you know, it's not the result we wanted. You know, probably not the performance we wanted either. And so, you know, I think with today's game, it probably eliminates us from having any chance to go to the playoffs. So I think any time that happens, you know, I think it's pretty tough on everyone involved.
How tough was that strip sack at that point? I mean, it looked like you guys were had a good chance to move down and maybe pull within a point at that point to 21-20 and then to lose the ball and then to go take it the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously that was, you know, a huge swing in momentum. You know, the first half I felt like, you know, we were moving the ball pretty well. You know, and obviously we had good field position. You know, we had, you know, some positive plays to kind of get us going, and then obviously that happened.
So, you know, how can you put a finger on starting out 5-0 and then not making the playoffs? I mean, obviously there were injuries, but what do you think happened to this team, if you could summarize?
You know, we just didn't do enough things to win games, you know, especially some of the close games where we had an opportunity. You know, I think when you look at it, there were just a lot of, you know, mistakes, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, and, you know, they came back to bite us, and, you know, we weren't able to overcome those at times, and I think that's, you know, really the biggest reason, you know, for us being where we are right now.
You spoke about this with Adam Thielen. I mean, all year long he's been showing what he has, but to have such a great game, not being able to celebrate it, what can you say that you like the most about him and his game today?
Yeah, you know, obviously Thielen today, I mean, that's really what he does every week. I mean, obviously he didn't put up those numbers every week, but, you know, he's played really well all year for us. You know, and as a quarterback, you know, knowing that we have a guy out there on the outside that's going to consistently get open and consistently be one-on-one coverage and produce big plays for us, you know, it's great. And, you know, his effort today was unbelievable. I mean, some of those catches he had were, you know, incredible. But really, it doesn't surprise me because he's been doing it all year for us.
Sam, on the strip sack, were you looking to go deep there? Because you guys had a lot of momentum. It was 2nd and 1. Seemed like a chance to go down the field.
Yeah. You know, we had a little bit of a double move on to Kyle over there on the right side. And, you know, we were looking to take a shot.
And it just happened so fast. I mean, you can't anticipate that. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'll have to go back and look at the play and see, you know, exactly what happened. But, you know, just, yeah, kind of waiting on Kyle, you know, because it was a deeper double move type shot. And, you know, I think we were going to have a pretty good look for it.
What happened from what you observed on the fumbled snap there?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know if he thought I was under center, or I don't know if the ball got stuck in the ground, but, you know, obviously something happened and the ball didn't get back.
Zimmer said that Nick told him that the ball got stuck in the ground. I mean, have you seen that before?
That's kind of what I thought, because it looked like the ball never got off the ground. Yeah. I've never seen that before, but, you know, I could see that out there with that field today.
Speaking of things maybe you haven't seen before, how did last night being stuck on the plane for 4 hours rate in that category? What do you kind of remember about? What are you going to remember about that as you go on in life?
Well, I'm probably going to try to forget that because it wasn't a lot of fun. You know, obviously, you know, it was just a strange situation for everyone. But yeah, it was just weird.
You think that could have contributed at all to a sluggish start today by the Vikings?
You know, I hope not. You know, I hope we're stronger mentally than to let something like that affect us. You know, and so I wouldn't think so.
We eliminated ourselves from the playoffs. I mean, there's something to be said for honesty, but is that exactly how you guys look at it? Like, you know, you take ownership for not getting there. It's not like you lost out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm having a hard time following that one. You know, I think it speaks to what I just said, that, you know, the reason we're where we are is because we have made mistakes. So I think that's kind of explains it, doesn't it?
Right. But to have the mentality of a team, some other teams excuse things away. And you guys have never all season long, despite what has happened to you guys.
Right. I mean, I hope we're a team that's not going to make excuses for our performance and where we're at right now. you know, I think everyone in there, like you just said, you know, will own up to, you know, the mistakes that have been made. You know, I think we've all played in a part of it. We all could have played better at times to help us win. And, you know, it's disappointing to be where we are right now.
How about the thoughts just on your day? I know some of it was a product of you guys trailing by a lot in the second half, but obviously you put up season high in yardage, put up some big numbers. Your thoughts on the passing game and your performance today?
I mean, it's hard to take a lot out of it, you know, given the fact that, you know, we got beat the way we did today. So, you know, obviously I think there were some good things, but, you know, probably not going to put too much thought into those, you know, try to figure out what went wrong and how we can get better, you know, to keep ourselves in the ball game and to win ball games.
Sam, you took advantage of the Packers' double zones today. Thielen got open behind the corners. Was that your game plan going in?
You know, we felt like we had some good matchups out there, regardless of, you know, if they were going to play that cover two or if they were going to play single high man. And I thought we did a good job, you know, taking some shots at both of those coverages.
Thank you.
Thank you.